This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
One of the hot tickets in New York City this weekend is what's being billed as an E-Prix. It's a riff on Grand Prix, as in Formula One car races, but with electric cars. The series, which has made stops in Hong Kong, Buenos Aires, and Monaco, to name just a couple of big-time cities, is drawing the world's best drivers and tens of millions of dollars in investment from car makers that say that's going to help them bring their electric cars to the wider market. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
Formula E's racetrack looks like something out of an arcade game. A 1.2-mile loop of asphalt surrounded by blue walls with a grandstand and a view of downtown Manhattan and the Statue of Liberty. On a weekday afternoon, the race cars, brightly colored in blue, red, white, and purple, are arriving, packed into freight containers off a boat after a previous race in Berlin. This weekend, 20 drivers will compete here over 2 days in front of an expected 40,000 spectators. Antonio Felix da Costa from Portugal is one of the drivers.
It's amazing to be racing in this city.
Da Costa's been racing since he was 8 years old, starting in a go-kart. He's won prestigious races in gas-powered cars, like the Macau Grand Prix. Now he's racing an electric car for the race car team Andretti Autosport.
The world is going green. The world is going in this direction, so the racing world obviously had to follow it.
The world is going green. China and Europe are imposing tougher emission standards for cars. Cities like Paris, Madrid, and Athens have announced that they'll ban diesel cars from their city centers by 2025. As the regulations pile up, automakers are hustling to develop electric fleets, and they're doing it, in part, through Formula E. The car companies BMW, Jaguar, Audi, and Renault are all participating in the series, building cars and sponsoring teams. The races give them a chance to pilot their new electric technology under grueling conditions and see how it measures up. Justin Goduto is an executive for Audi.
You know, nothing pushes innovation and development better than competition.
Goduto says racing has always played a big role in Audi's R&D process. The difference now? Audi, which has a fully electric SUV in the works, sees electric cars as the future. So it's shifting investment from gas-powered racing circuits to Formula E.
What series makes sense for us to best learn, understand, develop, you know, test, and implement? I think Formula E is the right space for us.
The carmaker Jaguar, which will launch its own fully electric car next year, has devoted its entire global motorsports budget to the racing series. James Barclay is the team director.
From a product perspective, obviously electric vehicles play an incredibly important part of our future.
Thing is, that future is still a while away.
The electric vehicle market gets a lot of publicity, but it's, at the moment, it's very tiny.
Michelle Krebs, an analyst at Auto Trader, says in the first half of this year, fewer than 1% of new cars sold in the U.S. were electric. And that's another reason car companies are joining Formula E, to expand the market for electric cars.
There's this idea that they aren't very fun, they are slow, and so a racing series can bust some myths about electric vehicles.
And because Formula E holds its races in city centers, it gives the automakers a chance to show off their green credentials to young, sustainability-minded urbanites, the same people who'd be likely to buy those electric cars when they do come to market. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.